And now stay tuned for the program that has rated tops in popularity for a longer period of time than any other West Coast program in radio history.
I don't believe it. I don't believe a word of it.
Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll celebrate the birthdays of Gerald Marx and Jack Shilkret, find out what Madame is up to, you'll find out some things you didn't know, and that's good enough for me. October 13th marks the birth in 1900 of composer and bandleader Gerald Marx. He was born and grew up in Saginaw, Michigan. He started off playing piano in dance bands and formed his own band in the late 20s. His songwriting career started in 1931 with the hit All of Me, written with Seymour Simons. He published more than 400 songs, including That's What I Want for Christmas for Shirley Temple in the film Stowaway, and the music for Irving Caesar's song series Sing a Song of Safety. He also wrote for Broadway, contributing songs to George White's Music Hall Varieties, Earl Carroll's Sketchbook, and White Horse Inn. Gerald Marx died in New York City on January 27, 1997, at age 96. His other popular songs include Oh Susanna, Dust Off That Old Piana, I Don't Know You, But You're Beautiful, and these.
I can't write the words. And eyes of blue, la 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 lee. Red lips too, la 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 lee. With you on my mind, I find I can't write the words. I used to dream of a Spanish castle. It smacks of real love, a Spanish castle. I've got a rhyme for a Spanish castle. Grass will grow around the castle. Stars above you, da da dee. Dear, I love you, da-da-dee. With you on my mind, I find I can't write the words. Thank you.
Temptation go away. Don't need any temptation today. Talking around me with pretty words, singing around me like pretty birds. Temptation, oh temptation go away. If it's good, then I want it. If it's bad, I don't need it. If it's good, then I crave it. Now if it's bad, you can save it. Oh, now my mammy told me long ago, if you want to get along, there's one thing that you've got to know. That's right from wrong. If it's good, oh, then I want it. If it's bad, you just give it to the people who want to woo the devil. But if it's good, oh, then I want it.
Thank you.
take me a little bit dearer, nearer to you. I'd bear a million trials if it would make me a little bit dearer, dearer to you. But what's the use of waiting here for word that won't come? If you would only say the word, I'd come on the run. And through the tears you see my smiles, for I'd walk a million miles just to be a little bit nearer to you.
Before becoming a composer, Gerald Marks worked as a pianist in local bands and in the late 20s formed his own orchestra, which was the resident band at Detroit's Hotel Teller for a number of years. The Hotel Teller was built in 1906 by Lou Teller, and by 1929 it had been expanded to total 800 rooms. It offered a number of spectacular interior spaces, including the writing room, the Rose Room, popular for afternoon tea, the Cascade Room with its waterfall fountain, and Peacock Alley, named for a space in New York's Waldorf Astoria Hotel. Gerald Marks' orchestra played in the crown jewel of the Teller's interiors, the Arabian Room, where at the time you could get supper and dance to Gerald Marks' Columbia Recording Orchestra from 9:30 to 1 a.m. for just a dollar. It began a decline in the 40s and survived into the 1970s, but was finally torn down in 1992. We just heard Gerald Marks' Hotel Teller Orchestra, which included Glenn Gray with I'd Walk a Million Miles to Be a Little Nearer to You, recorded June 14, 1927. That was preceded by some Gerald Marks' compositions. With Irving Caesar and Sammy Lerner, Marks wrote Is It True What They Say About Dixie for Al Jolson, and we heard it played there by Harry Leader and his band with an unidentified vocal trio on June 2, 1936. The label of that Regal Zonophone 78 credits Wally Bishop and his band. Before that, it was Hal Kemp and his orchestra on April 8, 1939, with If It's Good, Then I Want It. The vocalist there was Freda Gibson, born Freda Lipschitz, and who would later change her name to Georgia Gibbs. We started off our tribute to Gerald Marks with I Can't Write the Words, written with Buddy Fields. That was Ralph Bennett and his Seven Aces, all 11 of them, which was actually a pseudonym for Ed Kirkaby, and that recording is from July 21st, 1931. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. You hear Nat Shulkert quite often on this show, but October 13th marks the birth in 1896 in New York City of Nat's younger brother, Jack. They came from a musical family, and their father, who played many different instruments, made sure all four brothers were accomplished musicians. Older brother Lou was a pianist but worked in insurance. Youngest brother Harry played trumpet but became a medical doctor. Jack, however, like his brother, had a musical career. He played clarinet and piano and, again like his brother, recorded, conducted, and was heard on radio. He died on June 16, 1964, in New York City. Here's Jack Shulkert.
you're beautiful. Why, you're the best-dressed gal in town. In your green hat, you're wonderful. From your shingle top all the way down. You're like a fashion show, from head to toe. What a figure, what a face, and what a chapeau. Which all means that you're simply marvelous in your hat.
Onion just a bite. Madam is dining in the kitchen tonight. One hamburger for Madame. Worcestershire sauce, oh yes, of course. Add a little piece of pickle if you can. Madam has had a scrap with her old man. The cook prepared a very tasty spread, from soup to nuts, as is the fashion. So the master was annoyed when Madam said, tonight I would indulge my favorite passion. So it's one hamburger for Madame. Terribly crude, don't you agree? But as long as you're about to make it three, one for Madame and two for me.
Thank you.
We began our tribute to Jack Shilkret with Jack Shilkret's Orchestra, recording on New Year's Eve 1925 with Jack Yellen and Milton Eggers in Your Green Hat. Next, it was Jack Shilkret and his orchestra, consisting of American Record Corporation studio musicians, on One Hamburger for Madame, written by James Cavanaugh. James Cavanaugh wasn't in the birthday list, but he is now, and his birthday's coming up in a couple of weeks. The vocalist on that April 2, 1936 recording was Chick Bullock. We finished up with April Showers, Bring May Flowers. Not the Al Jolson April Showers, written by Louis Silvers and Buddy DeSilva. April Showers, Bring May Flowers was written by Nat and Jack Shilkret with Leo Wood and was performed there by Harry Radiman's orchestra in February of 1921.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
One of the most famous television commercials of all time is Apple Computer's 1984 spot, which was run during Super Bowl XVIII. It was designed by the Cheyette Day Advertising Agency. American advertising executive Jay Cheyette, C-H-I-A-T, is also credited with the phrase, "Good enough is not good enough." Well, I hope the following Good Enough segment is more than good enough. Here comes that band again.
Thank you. for the birds and bees. There's school enough for a guy like me, and school enough for a girlie like you. If it's school enough for the daffodils and the farmers out in the lonely hills, then it's school enough for a girlie like you. Adam and Eve made love in the garden. If I've offended you, I beg your pardon. If it's good enough for the old Chinese, and the old Chinese are hard to please, then it's good enough for a cute little girlie like you.
What's all this blinking blather about blazers anyway? The old school tie and play the game, you kids. We never had no colours where I learnt me ABC, or wore wide trousers like the undergrads. The playing fields of Eton might have won in Waterloo. Well, that didn't ought to make their headpiece swell. We didn't have no playing fields at my elementary school, or we'd have won in Paddington as well. Now they'll never make a highbrow Cockney out of me. I'd rather be a real gold blimey. English as she spoke is all right for a bloke what lunches at the Ritz on prawns and artichoke. Let Elgie win his blue at Oxford. Let Cuthbert scrounge his what's-his-name degree. But they can't teach him how to harrow, how to push a blinking barrow. Now the council schools are good enough for me. Now I like to spot a music, classy stuff as well as jazz. It drowns the missus when she's off her beat. But you can't hand me Mozart, Mendelssohn and what's his name. Now I likes a bit of tune like Nelly Dean. The same with all the classics, who want Shakespeare all the time. I likes Mariah Martin, and what's the odds? It don't earn me no wages, quoting sagas by the sages. Nah, give me a Buffalo Bills and Sweeney Todd's. Nah, they'll never make a highbrow Cockney out of me. I'd rather be a real gold blimey. There ain't a graduate can go down Billingsgate and teach them how to tear it off when they're irate. Who wants to master Hepstein's theory or be a blinking dictionary? 'Cause on Socrates and Byron you can't learn to shout old iron. The council schools are good enough for me. Now they'll never make a highbrow Cockney out of me. I'd rather be a real gold blimey. It's just a lot of tosh, this trying to talk all posh. And a highfalutin accent down in Whitechapel don't wash. When a bloke says, "Oh, I'm public school boy," I says, "Well, I'm public house and proud to be. Though I might pick up some knowledge if I went to Trenchard's College. Still, the council schools are good enough for me. Let their blinking wives keep slimming. We likes meat on our old women. The council schools are good enough for me.
One of the earliest radio performers in England, Norman Long, whose catchphrase was a song, a joke, and a piano, began recording in 1925. Many of his records contain political references, strong social commentary, observations about ordinary life, and some were a little blue and were listed by the Federation of Commercial Broadcasters as unsuitable for broadcasting. The Council Schools Are Good Enough for Me, from September 21, 1934, compares private and public, or council schools, in England, and is quite suitable for broadcasting. Before Norman Long, it was the Rhythmic Eight, under the direction of another Briton, John Furman, with If It's Good Enough for the Birds and Bees, written by Cliff Friend. The vocal trio on that August 23, 1931, Xenophone 78 is unidentified. We began that Good Enough set with Dick Juergens and his orchestra, and I'm Not Good Enough for You. Harry Cool performed the vocal on March 4, 1942. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records, available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com and on iTunes as a podcast. Back in the second segment of the show, we heard One Hamburger for Madame, played by Jack Shilkret. Well, here are some other records about Madame, beginning with Jack Shilkret once again, who this time has some flowers for Madame.
Lovely flowers, sweet madame, and though they may be beautiful to see, they could never be as beautiful as you. Every tender rose may tell you what I'm trying to disclose, so won't you press them closely to your heart, that they may impart the love I hold for you. These precious moments when we meet are like a glorious bouquet, but they would be complete if you would give me right to say I adore you. Flowers for Madame, I bring you lovely flowers, sweet Madame, and in my heart I'm hoping that perchance they will start romance, these flowers for Madame.
song, an interesting voice, we bring you Harry Babbitt.
You're lovely, madame, so lovely to see. Please linger a while and squander a smile on me. You're as lovely, madame, as stars in the blue. I dream of romance whenever I glance at you. Though I can't believe my eyes, I do believe my heart. It won't agree that we should be apart. You're so lovely, madame, so lovely to see. In love as I am, be lovely, madame, to me. You're lovely, so lovely,
madame. Your dreams, I kiss your hand, madame.
Your dainty fingertips. And while in slumberland, madame, I'm begging for your lips.
I haven't any right, madame,
to do the things I do. Just when I hold you tight, madame, you vanish with the night, madame.
In dreams I kiss your hand, madame,
and pray my dreams come true.
In dreams I kiss your hand, madame,
your dainty fingertips. And while in slumberland, madame, I'm begging for your lips.
I haven't any right, madame,
to do the things I do. Just when I hold you tight, madame, you vanish with the night, madame.
In dreams I kiss your hand, madame,
and pray my dreams come true.
It's not Spike Jones, but that's still a fairly rollicking rendition of I Kiss Your Hand, Madame, in part because of the vocal group The Rollickers, backed by Fred Rich and his orchestra, on March 22, 1929. The Rollickers was not a permanent group and varied in personnel, but on that recording may have included Bert Dixon, Arthur Fields, and Jack Kaufman. Before Fred Rich, it was Kay Kaiser and his orchestra with Your Lovely, Madame, from September 1, 1938. The vocalist was Harry Babbitt, but you knew that because Kay Kaiser told you. Your Lovely Madame was written by Leo Robin and Ralph Ranger and is from the Jack Benny Paramount picture, Artists and Models Abroad. We started off with Dick Robertson crooning with Jack Shulkert and his orchestra on Flowers for Madame on March 15, 1935. Flowers for Madame was written by Charlie Tobias, Charles Newman, and Murray Mencher. Rapidly Rotating Records is now on Facebook. If you're already on Facebook, simply enter Rapidly Rotating Records in the Facebook search box in the upper right-hand portion of the screen, and the link to our fan page will appear in a drop-down box. If you're not already a member of Facebook, you can find a link to the public fan page at our website, www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. I hope you'll check it out and become a Facebook fan of the show. Last week, a friend of mine posted something about a website called Things You Didn't Know You Didn't Know. Until that was pointed out to me, I didn't know about it. Anyway, for this final segment of the show, here are some other things you didn't know.
But you didn't know the music, and I didn't know the words. Had I made a lot of pretty speeches, might have done some good. Nightingales above us tried to teach us, but we never understood. And our love affair turned out to be another unfinished symphony, for you didn't know the music, and I didn't know the words.
young couples that I know who always pal around. Anywhere they're bound, both of them are found dancing with each other's wives. And should you happen near, if you heard their conversation, this is what you'd hear. We understand each other, we'd live a merry life. If I didn't know your husband, you didn't know my wife. We're made for one another, just like a fork and knife. Oh, if I didn't know your husband, and you didn't know my wife.
Somehow my arm just seemed to fit round your waist.
Somehow your lips, I feel, must have the right taste. Oh, tell me, why didn't we meet sooner? Where were you all my life? Oh, if I didn't know your husband, you didn't know my wife. These two couples mean no harm, it's just the way that they fool around and play, pass the time away. Kidding one another's wives, it's better than a show. How the girls both laugh and giggle when they whisper low. We'd always be together, never a care or strife, if I didn't know your husband and you didn't know my wife. We'd get along together just like a drum and fife. Oh, if I didn't know your husband, you didn't know my wife.
I've got a ring that's just a 5-carat wow.
But here's the thing, my wife is wearing it now. I'm sorry, I'd love to take you out, dear, but why should I risk your life? Oh, if I didn't know your husband, and you didn't know my wife. I'd let you sew on buttons, mend all my shirts for life, if I didn't know your husband, and you didn't know my wife. I'd let you do my cooking, I've got deception now. Oh, if I didn't know your husband, you didn't know my frown.
You know those coats with sable fur around the neck?
Yes, I'd buy you one, but my wife signs all of the checks. Too bad, dear, we'd raise a lot of children, we'd bear the care and strife. Oh, if I didn't know your husband and you didn't know my wife.
We started off this final segment of the show with the Ipana Troubadours, directed by Sam Lennon, credited on the label of that British Columbia 78 as Fred Lennox and his orchestra, and You Didn't Know the Music. The vocalist on that September 21st, 1931 recording was Paul Small, and You Didn't Know the Music was written by Sam Coslow. Next, it was Gene Golkett and his orchestra recording in what might seem a rather unusual venue, the Detroit Athletic Club in Detroit, Michigan, on November 24, 1924, and I Didn't Know. In the late teens, Golkett was working for band agent Edgar Benson, who sent him to lead a band at the Detroit Athletic Club. Golkett wound up being musical director there for 20 years in addition to building his own band booking business. I Didn't Know was written by Clarence M. Jones and Will Rossiter. And we finished up with the OK Cut-Ups, Jerry Macy and Ed Smalley with If I Didn't Know Your Husband and You Didn't Know My Wife. Abel Baer wrote the music and L. Wolf Gilbert the words. That record was made January 18, 1927. The pair recorded 10 sides, and on one Parlophone issue they were credited as Ed Smalley and G. Underhill Macy, the G standing for Gerald. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.